You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
How about Anthony Edwards? Scored 18 of his 33 points in the third quarter and had 9 rebounds to carry the Minnesota Timberwolves in a tone-setting 120-95 victory over the Suns. KD led Phoenix with 31 points. All right, Perk. I got a lot to unpack here with you,
yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. How concerned should we be about the Suns after that game one loss?
We should. It's a home. The teams are holding serve at home. I don't think any of the road teams was favored to win. Was any road team favored to win? Did ESPN bet or any of the betting sites?
Yeah. The Pacers were favored to win.
Okay, that's it. So are we surprised by this one? I'm not surprised by this one. It's one game. Let's see how it plays out. Ant-Man got it going early, and he kept it going late. He played phenomenal, but I'm not going to overreact to one game. Let's see how it plays out. Let's see what happens when Phoenix goes back and get in their building for two games. And if it's 2-2, then what? Nothing has been accomplished. The series doesn't start till one team loses on their home court. Now, we might have a different story if Phoenix were able to go in and get a victory tonight in Minnesota, but I'm not concerned at all. Minnesota's played well. They were battling for the number one seed throughout the entirety of the season. They're a very good team. They got the Twin Towers, Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns have come back in the last week or so. Ant-Man is a superstar waiting to just burst at the seams and be the face of the NBA and win an MVP, but I'm not concerned about what I saw. We know Phoenix struggles defensively, but they got three guys that can get it going. I'm not concerned at all.
I am. And are we sure that those three guys could get it going? We know what Kevin Durant could bring to the table. But when you think about the Minnesota Timberwolves, let me tell you something. When you look at their defense, we know Rudy Gobert, he's possibly on the verge of winning his fourth defensive player of the year. But when it comes down to field goal percentage, and especially around the perimeter, Jay McDaniels this season, he ranked fourth. Okay, Anthony Edwards, he ranked 10th. Old school Mike Conley, he ranked 31st. They were 6th in the league in steals. The one thing that you can't change is heart. That travels. And so when I'm looking at the Minnesota Timberwolves in this series against the Suns, all season long, the Phoenix Suns had their number. And the last thing you want to do, if you have an enemy that's sick, is give them some antibiotics. And that's exactly what happened the other night. They gave this team antibiotics, and they gave this team, led by Anthony Edwards, confidence, who don't need confidence. He's the 89 version of Michael Jordan. He's the best young leader that's a superstar in the entire NBA. They have an identity. They're not going to back down from anyone. Kevin Durant knows that. Devin Booker knows that. And he's going to constantly remind you and show up in great fashion. And again, they have home court advantage. Right. That's a huge thing. They've established identity on that home court. The fan base has been phenomenal. They haven't been this relevant since Kevin Garnett. So when I'm thinking about the Timberwolves, led by this young superstar in Anthony Edwards, the Phoenix Suns, they dead bird tall grass. Minnesota winning this series, and the Suns know that.
Let me tell you why the Phoenix Suns should be concerned about the Minnesota Timberwolves, Shea Shea. Anthony Edwards is a superstar. This brother is something special. He's something special. But there are moments, again, when you're talking about greatness, there are moments that you peel. That you see, wait a minute, this is a little different. This ain't, like Kevin Durant did have, 31 this game? He did have 31. He did shoot 11 of 17 from the field. But no matter what numbers he put up or how effective he was, Anthony Edwards only scored 2 more points than him. But their impact appeared oceans apart. Because Anthony Edwards and what he did and what he was bringing to the table, I'm talking about slash into the basket, fadeaway jump shots, dribbling, dancing on cats, basically calling for Kevin Durant. I mean, you're looking for dudes. He was looking for them. He came in. Kendrick Perkins reminded me of this the other day. He talked about how Anthony Edwards said to Malika Andrews coming in, yo, you know, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and them, they think they the best two guards in this game. Well, I think I'm better. He didn't say it after the game, Shannon. He said it beforehand. He said it before he met up with them. And then went out there before the game and was like, here I am. Here I am. And so you know what I did? You know what I did, Shannon Sharp?
What's up?
I called the GOAT. That's what I did. I picked up the phone. That's what I called the GOAT. Right?
I didn't know
while
you and Bron talked.
Me and Wilbon, you know this, Perk. Me and Wilbon called them. The GOAT, Michael Jordan. We're like, yo, you seeing this? And Michael Jordan, that brother is special. No question about it. Saying the obvious. This is what we're looking at here. And when you are a Kevin Durant, you are a Bradley Beal, you are a Devin Booker, there's something to be said. Look, man, y'all played pro sports. I did it. You know this better than me. When you see somebody coming, how do you stop their momentum? You stop their momentum by saying, yeah, you coming, but damn it, I'm here. Who you think you dealing with?
Right.
We ain't see that Saturday. We ain't see that at all. What we saw was a Suns team that had to bow down to the onslaught that was being brought down upon them by this brother. Now, it helps that you got a Rudy Gobert who's going to be a defensive player of the year for the fourth time. It helps that Carl Anthony Towns, who's a 6'11", could give you 19 points. It helped that Alexander Walker could come off the bench and give you about 18 points, or Naz Reid could give you another 12. You see the size. You see the athleticism. You see the commitment to defense and the defensive prowess that Minnesota gives you. And they said, you know how y'all blew us out during the regular season, shooting as well as you did from the perimeter. We ain't gonna let that happen today. You're gonna have to figure out another way to beat us. That's not how Phoenix can do it. They can do it by beating you from the perimeter. And when Devin Booker can't even give you 20 points in the game, and I don't think that'll last, because you know I believe in Book, he can come back on. But if he doesn't bring his A game, Phoenix has no chance. And Bradley Beal, you ain't been relevant for years because you were stuck in purgatory in the nation's capital. We thought the politicians were what made it into a swamp. Well, the Wizards didn't exactly, you know, fail to contribute to that, okay? So you were there. And now to be in Phoenix, your first playoff game, 15 points. Nah, we expect more from Bradley Beal. This is supposed to be a big three. There was a one who showed up, and he wasn't enough to offset what Anthony Edwards gave to you. They in trouble. They in a world of trouble.
Well, I think the thing is the impact. Ant-Man was at home. And we know a guy that's playing at home, his impact is probably going to be felt more at home than Kevin Durant's 31, because we know Kevin Durant's going to be efficient. He's one of the few guys that on a handful of shots can get you 30 because he has the three levels, the mid-range, the three-point, at the basket. You follow him, he's going to go to the free throw line and make 90% of his shots. Ant-Man was sensational. There's no denying that. But Ant-Man got more help from the auxiliary pieces than what Kevin Durant did. Clearly, Booker didn't have his finest showing. I agree with you. I don't expect Book to struggle like that again. But in order for them to win this series, their big two has to be special. That's why they went out and gave up what they gave up and broke their nucleus up with Mikal Bridges and Cameron Johnson. They gave up all those pieces to get a Kevin Durant because they wanted a big guy to go alongside Devin Booker. But Book's going to have to play better.
Let me tell you something. A wise man told me this, because, you know, I got an old soul. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. And when you're watching this game, and I'm watching how contagious Anthony Edwards' mentality is, his tenacity is, his leadership is. When you watch this team, look at their pickup points defensively. Look at their perimeter defense when you're watching Anthony Edwards, McDaniels, and Mike Conley. They're picking you up full court. They're on your ass like back pockets. When you're looking at Rudy Gobert and Carl Anthony Towns, and yes, I tweeted about Kevin Durant getting in this bag in the first quarter, but if you go back and watch those tapes when they were switching out on KD, those were tough contested shots.
Yeah.
And so when I think about that, that travels. When you think about the Minnesota Timberwolves, and that one game comes to mind, I watched them walk into Denver and hand them an L in the regular season. This team, their identity travels because of Anthony Edwards. And you know what he tweeted out yesterday after the game? One down, 15 more to go. And so that's a message that has been sent, not just to the rest of the league or the Phoenix Suns, but to that locker room. And when you have a leader, a guy with a mentality like that, that don't give a damn, but except for the people that are in our locker room, it travels. Because, again, I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to say this to Stephen A.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler couldn't pull the dog out of Carl Anthony Towns. Donovan Mitchell couldn't pull this type of dog out of Rudy Gobert. Yeah. Yeah, so we're watching a different type of mindset, man, and it's a real thing. There's nothing fake about this. It's a real, authentic, organic thing, and this team, that Phoenix team, is in trouble.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out for Kevin Durant.
Well, it's going to be because, listen, Kevin Durant has been gone from Golden State since 2019. Mm-hmm. He ain't been out of the second round since.
Yeah.
Now, that's not entirely his fault. Injuries to him, ultimately injuries to Kyrie Irving. I got it. But y'all have reminded me he's gotten swept in Boston a couple of years ago. They probably wouldn't have won their first round series against the Clippers before losing to Denver last year if Kawhi Leonard hadn't gone down. And now here you are again going up against Minnesota. And, oh, by the way, there's a lot of parity within the Western Conference. So there's no surefire, there's no guarantee that Phoenix ain't going to be relevant in the foreseeable future if they can't make noise now. It matters. And so when you're that good, you're that great, as Kevin Durant is, you got to answer the call. Now, he's done it. He's got to get some help. Booker's got to help him. Bill's got to help him. But we all know everybody's going to look at Kevin Durant because Anthony Edwards was looking at Kevin Durant. Anthony Edwards was talking to Kevin Durant. Anthony Edwards, this is his favorite player, the guy that he idolized. He went after that man was successful in game one. That is a personal challenge.
Yeah.
And when you Kevin Durant, you got to answer that call.
If only he was a Knick.
How about that?
Way back when.
How about that? Right?
He didn't want to be the Knicks.
That's right. He, you know what? With this present Knicks squad, if Kevin Durant was there, Knicks would be coming out of the East.
Don't need him.
Oh.
Stop trying to add everything.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Look, y'all all scared me, man.
Well, Perk.
Y'all scared me, man.
I'm just saying. Perk,
that's a real question, because remember when he went to the Nets, it was the Knicks really wanted him. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, but he didn't want the Knicks.
I get all that, Molly. But you got to be a different type of player to go play for Tom Thibodeau.
He didn't want you.
You got to be a wild
wild. We got to go.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
team.
The Stanley Cup playoffs began this weekend, and home ice was oh so nice as the home teams all held serve, beginning with the Panthers, who scored twice in the third period to beat the Lightning 3-2, game one of their Eastern Conference series. Over on Broadway, Matt Rempe, Artemi Panarin scored 33 seconds apart in the second period as the President's Trophy winning Rangers took a 1-0 series lead over Washington. This was a wild one. It was a goal-scoring fiesta up north, where the Jets and Avalanche combined for 13 goals, eking out a 7-6 win. And finally, Dakota Joshua scored twice in the third to lead Vancouver's come-from-behind victory over the Predators 4-2. And look who we have in studio with us now, PK Subban in the building. We got the Stanley Cup here as well. How are we doing?
Good. Thank you, Molly, Stephen A., for having me.
Yeah, of course.
It's a big one. Right?
The best trophy in professional sports, Lord Stanley.
All right, so here's the deal. No teams won the President's Cup and the Stanley Cup in the same season since the Blackhawks did it in 2012-2013. PK, do you think the Rangers could end that streak? How likely is that?
I think they can. I think there's a lot of coincidences as well this year. This Ranger team is as similar as it gets to the 94 team that won the Stanley Cup in 94, the Rangers. They won the President's Trophy that year and then eventually the Stanley Cup. And I think that this is the most balanced team that I've seen in a long time from the New York Rangers. But then you got to take into consideration, outside of Artemi Panarin, who's a bona fide superstar, MVP candidate, all of that great stuff, the New York Rangers now have an element of toughness that they did not have for a long time. I think they have a favorable matchup as they proceed through the Stanley Cup playoffs. If they do what I expect them to do, that is win the first round, the second, and the third, and get to the Stanley Cup final, I believe they could have enough toughness to get it done. I didn't believe that in the past. It still remains to be seen, but they're moving in the right direction right now.
New day in New York. Shannon, you want to get in here?
Yes. PK, who do you have coming out of the West? If they're going to win the Cup, who are the Rangers going to beat coming out of the West?
Listen, there's a lot of talk about the Western Conference and who could come out. The Vegas Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup last year. They only got better, okay? Mark Stone went on LTIR, which allowed them to free up some cap space, and they went out and got Anthony Mantha, who's a 30-goal scorer, Thomas Hertl, who any team would love to have. He'd be in anybody's top six as a centerman. And then they also went out and bolstered the defense with Noah Hanifin, who's been a top four defenseman since he's been in the league. This team is poised to make another run. And then you got Jack Eichel, who is an absolute superstar. He would be the best player or amongst the top two players on any team. And they got great goaltending in Adin Hill. I still think to be the champs, you got to beat the champs. Dallas could beat them, but I don't see that happening. I think Vegas is the team coming out of the West.
So you think Vegas is the team coming out of the West, but who do you have winning it all? Because it sounds to me you brought up their you brought up how they've retooled. You brought up how the Rangers have this toughness. You just brought up how Dallas is formidable, but still not good enough. Is it a foregone conclusion that it's Vegas? Or are you saying that the New York Rangers
could ultimately win? It's called first
Stephen
take.
Stephen A., okay, hold
not
on.
Not multiple takes.
Hold on. Let me talk about your Rangers quickly, because Vegas is my pick. Okay. That's a staple.
All right.
But let me talk about your Rangers.
All right.
I would have your Rangers winning the Stanley Cup, but I don't know if they are tough enough to get it done. When the going gets tough, are they going to get tough or are they going to get soft? Great sign yesterday, first game in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Their fourth line comes out, dominates the game. Jimmy Vesey goal and an assist. Matt Rempe, they're calling him the Rempire State Building. The way he's running wild, he's 6'7", big body guy.
But you told me before there's no such thing as softness in hockey. You talked about hockey being the tough, the toughest guy imaginable.
So Stephen A., when it comes to the playoffs, this is a different brand of hockey. Take the 82 games and throw it out. It doesn't matter. When it comes into the playoffs, you can't tell who are going to be the players that rise to the occasion or dwindle away. Right now, the New York Rangers, Artemi Panarin, he's got to show he can do it in the playoffs. He's shown he can do it in the regular season. A lot of pressure on him right now. A lot of pressure on this team. The Rangers have zero excuse. They should win the Stanley Cup this year, but I got to see it.
So if the Rangers were at the A game, you say they could be Vegas? Are you saying they could be Vegas with the A game?
I believe that the New York Rangers could be the only team in the Eastern Conference that have the depth to potentially beat the Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh, potentially.
I don't think they will.
Hey.
Listen, you better bring those boys over to Queens Bridge and get them roughed up a little bit, man.
Right now, these guys, Shannon Sharp, I'd like to get in this conversation. Do you think football players are tougher or hockey players?
Come on. Come on, Shannon. That's not, it's not that hard.
Yeah. You know what?
It's different.
It's a different type of a toughness, but to take that puck to the face and get my teeth kicked out and got to get 30 stitches and come back in the ball game, I'm going to ride with the hockey players, man.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Amazing. In football, you can run out of bounds. In hockey, there's no out of bounds.
Yeah.
There's no out of bounds. There's nowhere to run. Right. And not only that, if it comes down to it, push to shove, man to man, the gloves come off and it's on. In front of 20,000 millions watching, right. It's fisticuffs. It's on.
Well, it would be that
way in other sports. Football players in that aspect, though.
They let it in hockey. Well, they don't let it in other sports. That's what the deal is.
Nah.
Listen. Mm-mm. Lord Stanley Cup.
Okay.
It ain't the Larry O'Brien, but.
There we go.
I mean.
All right. I'm just saying. Right.
Anything else you want to talk to Stephen A. about before we roll?
Your Rangers, man. This is a big year for them. I think there's a lot of coincidence. 30 years since they won the Stanley Cup with the eclipse, everything going on, President's Trophy, right, Artemi Panarin, right. Jim Dolan. You got to give him a shout out. He spent the money. It's their time now.
Man, look.
And
man,
how about your Knicks?
Here's the deal. Go ahead.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're not finna get the Rangers, hold on. The Knicks, the Yankees. You're not finna get all the New York teams winning. Damn.
Whoa. Stephen A.
Well,
Molly.
They ain't winning. That's the whole damn point.
Hold on.
The Rangers ain't win since 94. The Yankees ain't won since 2009.
Rangers.
And the Knicks ain't won since 1973.
Rangers are winning the cup. Well before the New York Knicks win the Larry O'Brien Trophy. 100%.
How could you say
that? No, that's 100% factual. That I can say. That I can say out on a limb.
Excuse me.
100%.
Just finished saying that guess what? When you look at the Rangers, their toughness, but again, are they going to show up in the postseason? You talked about Vegas being the prohibitive favorites. I'm looking at the New York Knicks right now. They're a piece away, baby. They're a piece away.
Listen.
I'm trying to tell you.
You guys had to go. Hey, you guys had to go up north to get OG. You had to get one of our Canadian influence boys to come down and get some toughness on your
team.
Excuse
me.
Don't tell me about toughness on the Knicks.
Me that when you just finished raving about Vegas.
Rangers are going to be drinking out of that Stanley Cup well before that Larry O'Brien Cup.
You're saying it's going
to
happen this year. You won't say it this year. So we don't know what's going to happen next year. We don't know what's going to happen next year. But you know what? The New York Knicks got 11 picks over the next 7 years. They got a multitude of first round picks.
7 years.
They got, that's
right. We're talking about right now.
No, I'm talking about the assets that they have that they could trade to get a quality piece to get them over the hump. That's all the New York Knicks need, baby, because we're going to conference finals this year. We're going to conference finals. Y'all going to conference finals? We're going to conference finals.
Rangers got all the pieces to get it done this year. Okay. I hope I'm wrong this year because I live in New York City. Trust me, this will be the closest I get to a Stanley Cup party.
I see you in New Jersey a lot. I see you in New Jersey hanging around devil territory. I don't see you around the Rangers that much. I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Stephen A., when you say the Knicks are a piece away, what kind of piece are we talking?
Well, you know what? I mean, listen.
Like a big piece?
What if the New York Knicks end up getting Giannis, Shannon? What if they end up getting Giannis, though?
Stop it.
You're blowing out that narrative?
I'm just saying.
What
that happened? I understand that. They ain't going to be there a couple more years, maybe. But what if New York Knicks end up getting Giannis, bro? What about that? They got picks.
Listen to me. New York's a hockey
Are y'all taking Thanasis also?
New York's a hockey town.
What'd you say, Shannon?
When was the last time?
Are you
going to
take Thanasis also?
Yeah. Hell y'all take them. Damn right I'll take them. What else you need me to take? You need me to take the chef, the cook, the equipment manager?
What else you need?
That's right. That's
you think the Knicks are winning this year?
No, I think the Knicks going to the conference finals this year.
Rangers could be hoisting. They're going to be in the finals.
Shannon.
Rangers are in the finals.
Shannon, isn't it a little embarrassing the way he's celebrating for the conference finals? Should we tell
him? Yes.
Like, we play for trophies this, baby.
Listen. With children, they crawl before they walk. You celebrate that too. You understand what I'm saying? You got to crawl before you walk. And this is what it is.
Y'all been babies since 73 then.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's where we
y'all
going.
Y'all can be grandparents.
We got to elevate. Whoa. Y'all keep throwing it out. We got to elevate. That's what we got to do. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this, PK.
Lord Stanley, listen to me. Lord Stanley over the Larry O'Brien all day. But New York is a hockey town, and people need to start recognizing them. You need to recognize it, too. I love the Knicks, love Jim Dolan, but this is a Rangers town. This is a hockey town.
As I said just a couple of months ago, I've been around a Garden a lot. Every time I see you, it's in Jersey.
Oh,
that's
my
all
gosh.
I'm trying to say.
Listen
around
to
the devil.
You must have spoken to Jim. Did you talk to Jim before I came on?
Around the Rangers.
PK, Marley, thank you for coming.
Marley, you just stay over here, okay? We'll just hang out. You want to see the cup? I
can show
you.
Yeah, beautiful. The cup's great.
Yep.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Time for a quick take. The NFL draft officially 3 days away. Let's get it. Mel Kiper Jr. has Patriots taking Drake May with the number 3 pick in his latest mock draft. Shannon, tell me this. Do you think New England should take a quarterback or trade down, stock up on picks to fill the other holes in their roster?
Stocking up on those picks doesn't mean anything if you don't have a quarterback. If you don't have a guy to consistently pull the trigger, it does not matter. You take a quarterback. You need a quarterback. If the Drake May is sitting there, Jaden Daniels, I don't believe Jaden Daniels get past the Commanders at number 2. But if Drake May is on the board, you take him because you need a quarterback. It's time to start all over again.
All right. We'll keep it rolling here, guys. And our First Take Draft Blitz continues tomorrow with Jaden Daniels. Don't miss what you need to know about the LSU Heisman winner. We'll get into that. Speaking of quarterbacks, Dak Prescott is headed into the final season of the 4-year, $160 million contract he signed in 2021 with the Cowboys. Dak coming off a season where he finished second in MVP voting and was named a second-team All-Pro, but has only 2 playoff wins in his career. With a talented quarterback class in the mix, there's a chance Jerry could be looking for new talent to step in. Dak, does that concern you at all?
I'm not going to say I fear being here or not. I don't fear either situation, to be candid with you. I love this game and love to play and love to better myself as a player and my teammates around me. Right now it's with the Dallas Cowboys. It's where I want to be, and that's where I am, and that's the focus. And after the season, we'll see where we're at, and if the future holds that, then if not, we'll go from there.
I mean, I personally think, Dan Orlowski, you couldn't handle that question any better. How are we feeling big time?
I feel amazing. What's going on?
All right. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
I want to start with you. Do you think the Cowboys draft Dak's replacement?
I think they should. I think they should start looking for his replacement. I think that, you know, I'm looking at Dak Prescott there, and I'm not faulting his position at all. But he clearly seems like somebody who's given the impression, you know what, if I'm here, cool. If I'm not here with the Dallas Cowboys, I'm going to be just fine. So that's his attitude. That should be their attitude. Their attitude should be about making sure that they find a suitable replacement for him. Dak Prescott's counting $55.4 million against their salary cap. Dak Prescott has been a starter for 8 years. Dak Prescott has 2 playoff victories on his resume in 8 years. Last time I checked, you need at least 3 to 4 victories to win a Super Bowl in one season. He's got 2 in 8 years. So that shows you how anemic they've been in the postseason. His regular season numbers are quite impressive, but we all know it's about more than that. And so when you look at the lack of production in the postseason, and you're Jerry Jones and you believe your biological clock is ticking, his words, not ours, and you've got these kind of things that you're worried about, and there's an urgency attached to it, along with the fact that Dak Prescott basically inhibits your ability to go out there and to get the requisite needs filled because he takes up so much money. You're damn right you should consider getting somebody that's younger, somebody that's capable of stepping right in and doing what they do for you. The advantage is that if it's a guy that's younger and what have you, basically based on Dak's resume, all you got to do is get to the postseason. If you've done that, you've damn near equaled what Dak Prescott has done anyway.
and you'd be considerably cheaper. Why shouldn't they consider it? I think they should.
Shay?
I totally disagree. I don't think they should take a quarterback. I don't think they can take a quarterback. Candidly, if they take a quarterback, that they've just given up on the season. The Cowboys are down five starters. They're a fringe playoff team right now. They've lost their left tackle. They've lost their tailback. They've lost their starting center. They've lost their defensive tackle. They've lost their inside linebacker. They only have three picks in the top 175 picks of the NFL draft. Even if they hit on all three of those players, they're still down two positions when it comes to being a playoff contending football team. So to use one of those picks on a quarterback would be like them signaling with the white flag, hey, this era, this run, us taking ourselves seriously as a contender in the NFC East and certainly as a playoff football team is done. I agree with Stephen A. in the regards to this. Here's where, like, I've heard his team or camp is upset that the contract negotiations haven't started the extension. All right, leverage only matters if the results paid off. Okay, so yes, while he has wild leverage, and that's a credit to him and his team, his past two regular seasons are basically a wash. 2 years ago, he was bad when he led the NFL interceptions. Last year, he was really good. So the last 2 years, washed away the regular season. Three out of his last four playoff games, he's played very poor football. Outside of the Tampa Bay game from two seasons ago, which, again, my 8-year-old daughter who would have carved that defense up, like, he's played poor against San Francisco twice and poor against Green Bay. So they can't get mad that the extension hasn't happened when the taking advantage of the extension with your play hasn't been what's happened. So I think Dallas is in a wildly unique situation because they don't have enough picks to rebuild their football team to be a legit playoff contender. And they can't take a quarterback because if they want to be a legit contender, they need to use those three picks.
Well, I thought they was hyping up Trey Lance. I mean, they just traded for Trey Lance, and they really like him. Give him another year into the system. Okay, that might not work out. But But when we look at it, what are we judging Dak on? Because if we see, I think the thing is that we're comparing Dak to Patrick Mahomes. But let's compare every other quarterback to Patrick Mahomes. Every other quarterback, not just Dak. Playoffs. How many wins in the last – how many playoff wins for Josh Allen?
Probably three or four.
And you paid him a boatload of money. So
Shannon, but you cannot tell me that the playoff performances between those two individuals are laterally comparable.
How did Josh Allen look against Cincinnati 2 years ago? How did he look against Kansas City?
Fine, they got dump-trucked at the line of scrimmage.
And that
was a line of scrimmage game.
You see what you do.
Dude, Joe Mixon ran for like a buck 80.
Stephen A., put Stephen A. up. I want to see Stephen A. Let me pull up Stephen A. Stephen A., you see what he did?
What?
When Josh Allen doesn't play well, we blame it on the line of scrimmage. When Dak, we never put it on the line of scrimmage. We never say the defense gave up 48 points to Green Bay.
We absolutely did that, Shannon.
Not you. Not you, Dan.
I literally did it on TV the next day.
No. You're very passive. You
oh, my gosh, dude. That's not true.
You don't keep the same energy.
You don't.
When you're talking.
I absolutely do.
You don't.
Has Dak Prescott ever had a Josh Allen game like last year's game against Kansas City?
Because the last 2 years, his playoff performances has been awful.
Last year's playoff performance was awful?
Against Kansas City? How you look against Kansas City?
He was fantastic.
Well, if I'm losing in home playoff games, I don't want to look fantastic. Back-to-back years, he lost home playoff losses.
You guys said 2 weeks ago when the Stephon Diggs trade happened that if he catches that ball, they don't even lose that game.
Hey, whoa. If he stopped turning it over, they wouldn't be in that situation. Stephen A., let me tell you why I like the way Dak handled that situation. Because he's like, look, I'm here. I'm a Cowboy now. And I love being with the Cowboys. And after the season, if we don't get something worked out, we'll deal with that then. Because this is a relationship. This is what we know. Once we find out, once we're in a relationship and one party finds out the other is more in love with the other than I am, we start to play games. See, the Cowboys will use that love against Dak Prescott. Well, he's going to give us a hometown discount, and we'll get him $10-plus million under market value. Dak says, nah, I'm not giving you no discount. This ain't no shot right, because once you start giving discounts, Teams don't want to ever pay you your market value. That's what happened with Tom Brady. The problem with Tom is that Tom gave the New England Patriots, the very first time he did a contract, he gave them a discount. Dan Orlovsky, tell the people at home, from that point on, what did they do? They never wanted to pay Tom his market value. And everybody else that got a contract had to take below market value because Tom did. If I'm Dak Prescott, I'm not giving the Cowboys a hometown discount because there are too many other teams out there that need Dak Prescott's services. I'm not saying Dak is a top five quarterback, but Dak Prescott can make a lot of other teams better than what they are. I'm not giving the Cowboys that discount. I'm not doing it.
But then don't get upset about it then. I'm fine with that. Like, I'm fine with that. But then we can't be upset that if the Cowboys choose to do something else in the future. It's a credit to Dak and his reps that they got the deal and they have the leverage. My point is this, Shannon. Having the leverage without the production, it kind of minimizes that leverage. They were never able to take advantage this offseason. They weren't able to go back to Dallas and say, like, hey, he took you guys to the NFC Championship game, and in the first two rounds, he was fantastic. And the first two and a half quarters of their game against Green Bay, he was really bad. And so that's my point is, like, yes, you have the leverage, but you haven't been able to take advantage of that leverage.
Stephen A.
Okay. Listen, here's my deal. I get where you're coming from, Dan. Three picks in the first 175. I got it. I understand it because you got a multitude of needs. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is we constantly talk about the importance of the quarterback position, what it means to a franchise, and how when that's not right, everything falls apart. Mm-hmm. Well, the future for Dak is up in the air. Who you got? Now, if you're telling me you already have him in Trey Lance, of course. That notion that I threw out there goes out the window. I understand that, but I'm assuming that's not the case. And if that's not the case, do you stand pat? Do you not do anything to address a need at the quarterback position? Do you sit up there and pay Dak Prescott $60 million a year? Do you take up a chunk of your cap in order to do so, thereby inhibiting your ability to go out there and get additional players? These guys didn't even go and get Derrick Henry. Now, Dan Orlovsky, you know this as well as I do. The bell cow that is Derrick Henry, give him the damn football. That's going to take the ball out of Dak Prescott's hand to some degree, thereby minimizing the pressure that he clearly hasn't been able to measure up to come postseason time. You could have looked at it from that way strategically. The Cowboys did not do that. And so as a result of it, what they're saying to me, what they seem to be saying to me, is that guess what? We believe in our quarterback. We believe in our quarterback. We believe in our quarterback. Even though we all have reason to believe you shouldn't come postseason time. He seems to sense that there's some trepidation when it comes to him. His brother's on social media praising the Eagles and stuff like that.
Justifiably so.
Wait, I have a question for Shannon. Let's get back to the relationship. So, Shannon, my grandmother always said, you know, as a woman, you should marry someone that loves you a little more than you love them. Because women always give more, and that's the only way it'll be a 50-50 relationship. Now, that never worked out for me. I love a little too hard. But, Shannon, in this situation, who loves who more?
Oh, my God.
What is the truth? That's what she said. Women, you know, we always give more.
Well, Molly, it should be 100-100.
One thing to say what your grandma said is another thing to imply that little additive that you threw out there is factual when it is false. But go ahead.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I have no idea.
Yeah, because women, you can afford to love less because we give
women always give more. Really? Women love harder. We love harder and we give more. We're caretakers.
You give more.
Molly, I'm the girl in my relationship.
You give more. Sense of love for women, Molly.
Here's
the thing I think Dan and I agree on. The Cowboys messed this situation up because they should have signed Dak early. Because when Carson Wentz and Jared Goff got their deals, Jerry waited. So he wanted to give Dak a similar deal after those guys had already signed. He was like, no, you made me play my contract out. You should have gave me the protection that those teams gave their guys when they gave it to him. Then they put him on a franchise tag. So now all bets are off. The gloves are off. I'm trying to extrapolate as much money as I possibly can. Dak, Jerry did this. And another thing, Dak has never put his arms around Jerry the way the other players, the other quarterbacks have.
Yeah, that's
Tony
what
Romo
I said.
And the other players.
That's what I said. Dak, I'm saying that Dak loves the Cowboys more than the Cowboys love him. That was
I mean, he grew up a Cowboys fan, Molly. There's that reality. They've also paid him a ton of money. He's a fourth round pick that he's made.
We gotta go to break,
Dan,
y'all.
We gotta go. I'm buying everybody lunch, Mr. Dips, tomorrow. I know you love a free lunch if you want to come on down and do the show from the Seaport.
Mr.
Okay, count me in.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
A trifecta of Game 2's highlights tonight. NBA playoffs games with the Magic, 76ers, and Lakers looking to even up their series. All right, so you see the schedule right there. Stephen A., talk to me. Mm-hmm. Which player do you think needs to step up the most in a pivotal Game 2
situation? Well, I think me personally, I'm going to say Jalen Brunson. Obviously, you can easily throw Devin Booker out there. You certainly can throw a few others, but D'Angelo Russell in L.A. But I'm going to say Jalen Brunson because 8-for-26 shooting is not what he does. That is why when the Knicks are at their best. They're not even in danger of losing this game if Jalen Brunson plays the way we're accustomed to seeing him play. I have every confidence that he will. It's just one game. But if you are the New York Knicks, you cannot have Jalen Brunson out there shooting 8-of-26 from the field, 1-of-6 from three-point range with 5 turnovers, with him being ultimately a -3, the Knicks being a -3 with him on the court. That's not the Jalen Brunson that is the MVP candidate for the New York Knicks. I suspect he'll play a lot better tonight than he did in Game 1.
Yeah, for me, it's easy. It's D'Angelo Russell. In order for the Lakers to have any chance of winning this game, he cannot shoot another 6-for-20, 1-of-9 from the three. Because remember last year's series, Stephen, that he went 10-for-31 and ended up coming off the bench in the elimination game. I've seen him play over the last 2 months of the season, and the shots that he missed on Saturday, he made the majority of those shots in the second half of the season. I expect him to play better, and that's the only chance the Lakers have of winning this game is if he plays better, because Anthony Davis and LeBron James are going to do what they do, and we saw that, but that wasn't enough. They need a third player to come along, but they need their bottom three, to outplay the Nuggets' bottom three, and if they do that, they have a great chance of winning, but that starts with D'Angelo Russell because he's the best marksman they have on the team, and when he's shooting the ball well, it expands, it opens up everything, and the Lakers win more than they lose when he shoots the ball well. So I'm going D'Lo.
I don't blame you for that. That's a wise pick. I can't refute that. But what I can say is this. If Jalen Brunson doesn't play, or he continues to play the way that he played in Game 1, which, again, I do not believe will happen, the Knicks could lose this series. D'Angelo Russell could play exactly the way you said he could play, and Lakers still going to lose their series.
Stephen A., you're going zero shot? Tell me, after game one?
I don't believe that. Listen, I don't believe the Lakers are going to get swept.
I believe from day one the Lakers had an opportunity to make this a competitive series, but I don't believe there's a chance in hell that the Lakers are winning this series.
I have one more question for you. So I know you're going game two tonight.
Yeah.
I wanted to try to get tickets to game five.
Right.
Will you think there'll be a game five at the Garden?
At game five? Yeah. I think the Philadelphia 76ers will win one in Philly.
Okay.
I think they're coming back to New York to get closed out in game five.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
Okay.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. I know you don't believe
that. What do you believe, Shay?
You know, facts make you a believer. You'll see it. Yeah. It's coming.
Well, Shay, do you want to borrow my Gucci bag?
Watch what D'Lo does tonight.
Watch what D'Lo does. So you betting your money on D'Lo. D'Lo going to show up tonight? D'Lo going to show up tonight, huh? That's what you're betting your money on.
Do you remember what he did with the Pals? This sit down. You sit down, you sit down, and you sit down.
Everybody know I'd rather be in L.A. than the damn Mile High City, but I don't see it happening.
Shannon, I don't think you should be betting anybody on this program. I mean, we know how this turns out for you. It's rough.
I won. I'm 1-1.
You are 1-1.
One against Stephen A., one against
you. You won. You bought Stephen A.
When he put ringers in.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.